I saw people talking about this MoviePass thing before everything took a shit. It was like $10 a month and you just get to go to the movies. Like that still doesn't seem like a good deal. Someone who does not see very many movies, it would still be cheaper for me to just pay to see the movie. It's funny though, you would almost be better off like signing up for it right before you go to the movies, because $10 is cheaper than a movie ticket. And then just cancel. Not so fast, says AMC Theaters. Help! Our business is on fire. Please come see movies in our burning theaters. Takes 7 days to get your card. Nah. You'd think they would have an app or something that's just like, here's the thing you can scan, instead of physically sending you a card. That's crazy. What if I could pay $10 a month to just watch movies at my house and not have to go to a movie theater? How about that? That's something I would consider. If it had a full selection of current movies. I don't know, I guess like it's rarely been the money that's been the reason I don't see a movie. It's mostly been a time thing. I'm just like, I don't feel like going to also going to a movie theater sucks. I don't like it. The parking always sucks. Even if the theater itself is empty, the parking still sucks. Downtown, and it's just a hassle. Like a movie theater really just adds it's less, it's a worse experience. I was gonna say it adds no value, like the idea of going to a movie theater to see a movie, but in many cases it is actively worse. these buses. Who is playing here? Bryson Tiller. Bryson Tiller apparently warrants 4 tour buses. Backing up, blocking me in here. That's okay. It happens. Why does this car in the lane I need to be in to turn have its hazards on? That's... it's not great. Let's see how this goes, I guess. Is it going to go? It is not going to go. It is going to go. It turned its hazard lights off. Just fucking fuck you. Oh, that was the worst. That was just the worst, what happened right there. I should start going a different way. This light they put in with the no turn on red thing. Like, the light is green for maybe 4 seconds. It's really... it's a shit situation. Like, there's no one here. Maybe there must be people here during the day. Like, it must be a busy intersection. Because they put this in here to try to protect pedestrians. Give them, like, a clear shot to cross the street, but, so there must be some times when it's real bad, but man, it sucks. started renting scooters in this city, and they're all marked with, like, the company name that does all the rentals and all that other stuff. And I don't know if I feel comfortable with a bunch of people who don't ride scooters regularly riding them around the city. It just seems fucking insanely dangerous that these people are not used to, you know, probably not used to two-wheeled motorized transportation. Suddenly out here all over the place. On rentals. Like, it just seems amazingly bad idea. Oh, man. What a fucking day. Wow, did that really happen? Did that actually happen on SmackDown? Did he actually cash in and lose? Or are you just being crazy? because that seems like just the type of fucking dumb thing. Anything can happen at the WWE. You can see them saying it backstage as they convince themselves that that's the right thing to do. I don't know, sure, whatever, why not? It beats the, like, conventional wisdom of, well, let's just have him take it right after a big dramatic title change in a pay-per-view. Screw somebody over, I guess. They have turned it into a pretty predictable thing over the years. Also, I guess I just don't think the Baron Corbin's that good. I never did. I don't know. It seems fine, I guess, but not... Oh, let's see what's on the radio. Let's see what's going on. No. Let's not see what's going on. New artists, we want you to know about. This is a hip hop nation. First alert. First alert.
I'm a
I read that as heal Seth in white power. I was like, wait. I mean, I know there was that one, that girl who was... Oh, jeez. I don't even want to think about it.
CBRBolt.com is the CBR.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
I would say you've already crossed that threshold. Don't double down on it. Keep everything else the same. Protect yourself, protect these fighters, protect this sport. I side with the Association of Ringside Physicians. We'll see what happens. I believe tomorrow is the hearing, so we'll have coverage of that on the show as well. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, Gavin Maloof is going to be here. One half of the billionaire Maloof brothers. He put down a huge bet on Floyd Mayweather. We'll talk to him about that and why when we return.
Explosive takedowns, jaw-dropping KOs, and electrifying...
She's met lots of rock and roll legends. Now she's sharing her story for North America on SiriusXM's Classic Playlist, Meg Griffin.
Well, it took long enough, but it was in the last round that this next band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Jeff Lynne was very gracious, and I thought Danny Harrison, George's son, did a great job doing the induction speech for ELO.
Thank you. she don't know. Come on, cause I like it when she brings it back. What you do? I like the way she don't know. Come on.
Excited, yeah, got a new flex and I think I like it. All I know is how to keep it super class. Good head on your shoulders, that is super class.
Blame from Jeffrey Dapper, playing swimming pools as I dive in reality.
Happy hour, yes it is. Wait one second. Right here, SiriusXM Fly, I'm HB. Yo, my chair in the studio is nuts. It has a mind of its own, it does. Partially because, welcome to the show, by the way, if you're just now joining us, and thank you so much if you've been hanging out the entire time. Partially because, you know, while the music is playing, I'm running around and back and forth talking to everybody in here, while DJ Cool was enjoying that, I was talking to S-Dot because I was telling him, yeah, Marlon Wayans just called a little while ago just to say hey and say he was listening to the show and he loves it, but he was like, yo, Marlon just calls you like that? Listen, Marlon Wayans, for all the craziness, like people that see him like on television and film and everything, Marlon Wayans is such a great person. Like, it's unbelievable. And people, I don't know if enough people know that about him. Seriously, Marlon Wayans is the sugar honey iced tea. He really is. Happy for Marlon. Marlon had a film that just came out on Netflix, and the show comes on tomorrow. I'll talk about it all up next.
In a big black truck, sit out wild, oh, what the fuck?
Act like my rims ain't clean. How you gon' act like my neck don't bling? Haters get sprayed like Afro Sheen, but they don't ever really wanna pop them things. Kang Kang, Sugar Man, Luda don't go. And I'm not that I like pulled off so slow. But I'm out for the night, so fast that drove. The daddy come home in a Cadillac room. That don't it sound absurd. Playing college ball when he flipped them birds. Trick car alarm, didn't bend them curves. Chop, chop, talking up fat man. I got a big weed stash, pocket full of cash, just seen a big old ass. System on blast, cop just passed, just seen a big old ass. It's illegal, but the plants in my backyard and grow. That's my bud, smoke till you drop out, that's my thug. Keep a couple rolls and I hit the club. In the back door, nigga, what? Act like I don't make clouds. But I guess with it all, really don't hurt. With a vest and a ball, where the shotguns work. My folks on the block, man, they got that work. Don't it smell so good? In Southwest, where they rep that food. Protect your chest, stay up to no food. It comes through close, and they wish y'all would. I got a big weed stash, pocket full of cash. Just seen a big old ass. Move that brick, keep a D-Eagle with an extra.
Don't roll down your motherfucking windows.
If my coach
mighty enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements. Or watch BET, cause early support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street? When Kenny Bacon made me kill a nigga blacker than me.
Straight hip hop hits.
Period.
The place we call
Hip Hop Nation, man.
Hip Hop Nation.
This nation's our nation.
I can do this shit with no effort. You know I do this shit with no effort. I can do this shit with no effort. Nigga, shoes to the house. I took your bitch, took the whole town. Play my role so good after I hit, I took a bow. Take some pound for a pile. Take your time, take it serious. I'm curious. Should I buy me a watch or an aquarium? Get your sack tucked. We gon' take you for a jump. If you like that last bass, bring some money, take some up. Wanna take them to the head? Don't know what's wrong. I wanna take the country. Wait 4 years. We take precedence, same thing. Nigga, take me to the horse. Not the club, bitch, the Porsche. Hold it, took over my dick. I should be taking to the court. If you take me for a hop, I'ma take it to your porch. Only fear the Lord. Anybody else can see the more. Give me 30 seconds with her. I can get this bitch naked. I'm pulling out that K and leave the toughest nigga headless. No, I don't need one drug to act reckless. So I serve heat up and put one in the nigga belly. One time for my dukes, one time for my pops. Free tweet, rest in peace, C, fuck the ops. One time for Lil CJ, one time for Lil Rock. 50 rounds in that chop, niggas move, niggas rock. One time for Wine, though, we did that beat in K-Walk. Play with me, it's going down, bitch, one time for Young Doc. One time for cocaine cash, nigga, off top. One time for the, we got coming by the flock. Nigga, one time for the real nigga, Lee Hustle. And Lee Kabushi, you a fool, you think Lee Tussle. I run it back, come from Cali and make peas for me. Think I work at McDonald's, I make that cheese double. Think I make it Big Macs, I let that bread trip. I got a Big Mac, that bitch is shred, niggas. Saying my name, better stop while you ahead. But they look for your body and find nothing but your head, nigga. I don't wanna fuck if I can't get the head with it. You see the trophy, hoe, you talking to the breadwinner. Little ungrateful bastards, I can't stand niggas. Like I ain't playing parents' role when I fed niggas. Like, little nigga, I can do that shit with no effort. You know I do that shit with no effort. I can do this shit with no effort. Nigga. Shout out to my niggas cause they grind for on the shine. Shoes blood red bottom like they ride under the fire. And Guam with my bitch, we have V-Quay Hoyer. Niggas hatin' but ain't never been on U.S. soil. Nigga, this morning I started off my day with a map and a prayer that I made it during back. Bro, this up, bitch. So while she sitting on my lap, let that chop clap and push a nigga head off his neck. Was you watching the news? You saw them in diamonds? Okay, so you know I'm stating facts. Last niggas we was beefing with, man, I can't even think of what cemetery them niggas at. It'll come to me later, it's on the tip of my tongue. Nigga, I meet gangsters, Crips, Lords, and Bloods. Nigga, I meet Bloods, talk over dinner about fuzz. Only thing you meet is the requirements for a crumb. You all pussy niggas homo, I ain't got no hoes. These bitches tired of fucking wrong with homos. It's still no one to glock, that bitch long as a pogo. In Chicago and Soho, and feeling like I'm Roro. Fuck nigga, I can get you knocked off with no effort. Tonight, like it ain't no tender. Girl said when she with me, she get so with her. Say she like to throw that ass on the long catcher. All black in this late night, assault rifle to state knife. Big 40 the nigga up, but the doc think was a great white. Red bottoms on my feet, like my shoes got bright light. Fuck her and drop her off, no time for no date nights. Like little baby, I can do that shit with no effort. You know I do this shit with no effort. Watch me do this shit with no effort. Nigga, ah.
Nobody cares, crawl back under that rock, the giant's is here.
You wanna watch this style that I be styling?
For me. I'm gonna go. And I guess, try to be good people. We all need to try a little harder, I guess. It's just... a lot of fucking bad fucking shit out there. It's a lot of bad shit out there. Have a good night.